How to bump up your t-shirt printing prices without losing clients. The world of t-shirt printing is a unique one. Unlike most products, having a wide variety of shirt styles and designs can actually be a detriment to sales. Because of this, you may need to adjust your pricing structure if you want to increase your profit margin without losing clients. But how do you go about that? Here are some tips for bumping up your prices without losing customers. Tip 1. Develop a pricing strategy for your t-shirt printing business. Your pricing strategy should be based on the market, your competition, the product, the customer, and the business. Example 1. Understand your market. The market you are selling to is different from other markets. For example, if you sell t-shirts in a high-end boutique, then your price point is going to be higher than if you were selling to a local flea market vendor. Example 2. Know your competition's pricing strategy and where they position themselves in their pricing structure relative to one another, i.e., premium versus value. This will help you understand where you fit into the field and give insight into how much profit margin each company expects with each price point before it becomes unprofitable for them or less profitable than another competitor's products at that level of quality and production cost, so they may not even sell enough volume. Example 3. Decide which type of products are most appropriate given what resources are available within your company as well as what types of customers might be interested in purchasing these items at various price points. This will help inform decisions around quality levels required. Tip 2. Know when it's right to offer an alternative to the customer. If you have a customer who is not willing to pay your standard price, it's important to know when it's right to offer an alternative. If you're in the t-shirt print business, chances are that this will happen with some frequency. The key is to not be afraid of losing money or of losing the print shop itself. It's better to lose a few customers than lose everything. In this example, we'll use a customer who wants t-shirt prints but doesn't want to pay our standard price for them. Instead, they're only willing to pay $2 per shirt because they claim that their budget is very small. We can't just ignore them and think that they'll go away. Instead, we need to find out what their true needs are and see if there's anything we can do on our end without breaking our bank account. Tip 3. Give t-shirt printing discounts sparingly. The best way to ensure your clients will be happy is to give them discounts sparingly. If you offer a discount often, they'll lose interest and look elsewhere for their t-shirt printing needs. However, if you give them discounts only when they've met certain criteria, such as spending a certain amount of money or being loyal customers, it'll make them feel special. This will encourage them to stay with your t-shirt printing company longer. Tip 4. Remember that you're the expert and act like it. As the expert, you know what you're doing. You have the experience and equipment needed to get your job done right. Don't be afraid to charge more for your services. You're worth it. Remember that price is just one element of a t-shirt print job and not even the most important one. When clients look at an order sheet, they'll see how much it costs before they make any decision about whether or not they want their t-shirts printed by you or anyone else. But once those shirts are in their hands, they'll forget everything except how great they feel against their skin and how amazing their photos look on them. Tip 5. Charge appropriately for t-shirt printing specialty services. Specialty services and products can be an effective way to increase your t-shirt printing prices without losing clients. However, you need to be able to charge appropriately for these services and explain the cost of specialty products to both customers and employees. Examples of specialty services include plastisol or water-based inks, which are thicker than traditional water-based inks, heat press machines, direct-to-garment printing, DTG, and garment embellishment options such as rhinestones, rhine studs, glitter vinyls, or puff print designs. The price of a garment embellishment depends on the size of your logo or design that needs to be applied. It's also worth noting that some embellishments can only be applied directly onto certain fabrics such as cotton or polyester blends. Tip 6. Follow your own rules and don't be afraid of losing business. Before you start charging more, it's important to know that not all of your clients will be happy with the price increase. You may lose some business, but don't let this deter you. I think it's better to build a client base of people who value what they're getting from you than to have an inflated customer count of people who are just paying for the sake of supporting local businesses. If someone doesn't want to pay for your services at the higher price point, then they shouldn't be buying from you anyway. So remember, don't be afraid to set your own rules and charge what you're worth, even if it means losing some customers along the way. Tip 7. To survive, your t-shirt printing business needs to make enough money. If you want your print shop to survive, you need to make sure you're making enough money for all the hard work you put in. But how much is enough? And what can you do about it if you're not? The first thing we need to do is figure out, why are we in business? If this sounds like a strange question, I'll explain. When someone visits your print shop or website, they are looking for a product that serves their needs. Your task is to create something that meets their needs and helps them achieve their goals. These different needs and goals come from different people and with different relationships. What does this mean for you as a t-shirt printer? Well, some customers may be looking for something personal, like graduation announcements, while others might want to order things en masse, like high school spirit wear. Some people may know exactly what they want to be printed before they even walk through our doors. Others will have no idea what they want until they see it firsthand. It's important that you understand each customer's perspective because this will affect how much money your t-shirt printing business makes. So what's the takeaway? When it comes to pricing your t-shirt printing services, there are a lot of things to consider. You may want to offer a budget option or keep prices high so you can increase profits. In either case, there are some things that you can do to bump up your prices without losing clients, and all of them start with knowing who your customers are and what they want.